This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Actually, we are wrapping up now. We have Miss Zeningi live on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. We were supposed to have her on the second hour, but unfortunately, we are starting now to iskhathi. It's not on our side, but it is about that time where we get to diverge into healthy and awareness. City hashtag live to inspire. Today we have Miss Zeningi Jaya here, live to inspire. We'll be talking about everything, actually live to inspire, by the way. We'll be chatting ukuthi wena ke everything about autism awareness. Yes. Ma'am, good afternoon and welcome on MUT Radio.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Mhlambe just to tell more ukuthi who are we speaking with? Sizwele kuwena Mathupa.
Okay, so igama lami uZeningi Jaya. I'm a lecturer ku Department of Biomedicine. That's who I am.
Sizokhuluma ngeautism awareness. Mhlambe just to keep the ball rolling, on your own perspective ukuthi wena, can you please explain mhlambe ke autism in a simple term for our listeners ukuthi wena, what can you mention about autism?
So ngithema ngibheka, actually there's no Zulu word for autism.
Autism.
But basically ngasho ukuthi it's a condition where abantu besuke benama challenges mhlambe socialize and behavior. Kwesinye isikhathi it has to do with the development yabo ngokwengqondo. Sometimes baba nenkinga yoku pick up ama languages. Ba awkward nje abantu abangakwazi uku pick up ama social interaction. So mhlambe in a moment makuyinto edabukisayo abanye bayakhala, yena they don't pick up ukuthi kuyakhalwa, they say something.
So they can't like read the room properly.
Ukuthi umuntu uyakhala mhlambe ushayiswe imoto, they vote in front of the car. Kuyakhala ukuthi awuselimele yena, they'll say how. Kanti yena vele ubehambelani phambi kwakhe. So it's a bit, yes, they are right in saying that, but it's a bit insensitive.
I think this goes very beyond, because so many umuntu angaze athi, hey bo, this person is crazy.
Exactly.
Only to find out ukuthi he or she doesn't understand the way this person are your. Wow. So there is this saying, etike, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. What does that mean?
I think that would speak to ukuthi abantu abane autism bonke ba presenta ngendlela engafani. So omunye umuntu, it may be the social awkwardness uthola ukuthi kodwa in terms of in intellect uhlakaniphe kakhulu, they have a good memory, they remember everyone's name when things happened, whereas the other side of it, omunye umuntu ne autism, yes, but uthola ukuthi ingqondo yakhe u slow yena akathathi kahle, unenkinga yokukhuluma, so they are unable to pick up language, they are constantly wanting to do one and the same thing, yabo. So abafani.
Wow. Mhlambe, what are some of the common misconceptions about autism, mhlambe, that you'd like to clear up?
So from my knowledge, ithina kakhulu la eAfrika. I say Africa as a whole because niyazi ukuthi eAfrika sinama cultural beliefs ethu esinawo. So ama misconceptions esinawo thina awokuthi umuntu mayebe neautism sesiyamcwasa emphakathini, sithi mhlambe uthakathiwe. Sicwase umndeni wakhe. Umuntu suke engathakathiwe. It's just the way they are born, you know. Okunye kube ukuthi uma engathakathiwe mhlawumbe abazalwa abakholwa ngendlela efanele, noma kunezinto okufanele abazenze eziwusiko ebangazenzanga kahle, yingakho ingane mhlawumbe isine autism.
Yo, ijulile lento, by the way. It's very interesting, and I wish sengathi many people they can have an understanding about this thing. Ukuthi omunye umuntu hayi ngoba nake suke kwenza ngoba nako kuyinhloso, but indlela uNkulunkulu amdale ngayo. Mhlambe yini ongayenza or ongayisho just to tell abantu who are listening to MET Radio ukuthi bay understand or ba understand okanye umuntu is living with autism day to day, ukuthi lo muntu let me adapt and then accept ukuthi lo muntu une autism.
So I think mhlambe we can go back to ukuthi yenziwa yini. So there are things that are in our genes or kuma genes omuntu asuke kwenzekile ukuthi enza aba nomthelela ukuthi umuntu uzalwa ne autism. Okunye it's environmental things that are unexplained. Mhlambe umzali asuke exposed to ngalesikhathi ekhulelwe, so it affects the development of the child. So uma ngabe sezelwe lo muntu, what helps is that instead of being in denial ukuthi kuzela umuntu onenkinga, the sooner lo muntu ethola usizo the better. So ingane uma inenkinga yokukhuluma asingathi hayi ingoba akakoqala isikole uzoba right, aqala isikole still aqhubeke, hayi nje yena uslow unenkinga. No, it's okay, uzalwe naleyo condition. There are experts who are able to say okay, uma ingane inenkinga yokukhuluma, these are the things that you can do to help them. Yebo azilaphi, but they can help the person live in the space. Even nathi mas interacta nabo, uthola ukuthi uinteracta nomuntu impela who can't pick up izinto ezisho social, they can't read the room. Instead of ukumphoxa wena, speak to them, umtshela ukuthi no, makune situation ekanje oyibonayo, this is the way you react. That is why abanye abantu bekubuka ukuthi kanti wena umuntu onjani, just to help them understand ukuthi this is the way to react in this situation. So it's training, it's behavior training,
mhlambe yipi yini community into engayenza just to better support those individuals on the spectrum and their families who abanomuntu who is living with autism.
Singabacwasi. I think that's the key thing. Singabacwasi and understand ukuthi kunezinto abayizothini. They need to adapt nabo njengabantu ukuthi okay sinalo umuntu okanje emphakathini. Instead of picking on them, singahamba siyobuza ukuthi okay, njengoba kunenkinga kanje, how can I help you? How can I be a better support to the family? Be friends with the kids, man. I mean, ingane isuke ingenzanga lutho, lowo muntu usuke ingenzanga lutho, akukho right ukuthi ngoba nake naleyo condition sesiyam isolator. They are human as well. Consider their feelings. Uzifake nawe icathulweni zakho ukuthi mina njengomuntu manginesimo esikanje, how would I want to be treated? Just treat them like another human being.
Wow, I love this topic. I really love it. It seems like you've got something to share.
No, I'm just intrigued. Like, I did not know these things about people with autism. Like, I'm just taking all of this in.
I'm so sorry to say this, but as others, they will even say, we are pop.
Now I understand the woodsy. It's in them. Woods, they're not able to read the room. Like, it's in them. So,
Wow. Mhlambe kunomuntu ongayazi ukuthi mhlambe naye akazazi ukuthi unayi autism.
Autism, exactly. Mhlambe
which signs akhombisayo ukuthi lo muntu lo might be on a spectrum or autism spectrum, by the way.
I think I've touched a bit on them.
So for ingane,
it's easy. Maybe it's not easy, but unconywana ngoba as umuntu developer, you know, at this stage ingane fanele ngabe siyakhuluma, fanele ngabe isiyenza ukuthi, so they may struggle with language. Mhlambe intent ngokuthi yena mayenza something ufuna ukuyibhenga njalo, like ngaso sonke isikhathi uyayishaya into, uyayishaya. They have patterns ukuthi ufuna ukwenza into eyodwa eyodwa. Uma ethanda ukudla okuthile, ikona afuna ukudla all the time. Uma ethanda ukuya endaweni ethile, iyona athanda ukuya kuyona all the time. Mhlawumbe uma kunomsindo othile, they are affected. Uma kune light sometimes, because as you said earlier, more if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. Someone else may not have an issue with light. Someone else may not have an issue with sound. Someone else may be slow. Someone else may be smart. So it's just, yeah, it's in different forms.
Wow. Learned it, Julile, because right now I'm thinking of, in a terms of academically, umuntu ngekaza kubone ku serious ukuthi hawu ake ngifunde manje yazi ngazuthi ngeke azabe even nalonto ukuthi hayibo kumele ngifunde ke manje because akakufakile emqondweni wakho ukuthi noma it's not that serious again ukuthi ngazuthi uyayiflowela nje
like ingqondo is in a state of rest
uzofunda phela uvalo ngazuthi alukho. This is so very interesting. Thank you so much, Doc, for your time. I think we'll still have you on the next Leave to Inspire. Yes. Sishonjalo nje sithi Leave to Inspire. Please don't let us not judge each other. People, there are people who are living with autism. Maybe last word that you'd like to share with us?
One thing that I'm aware of is that 2%, up to 2% of the population in South Africa has autism. So in a population of 60 million people, that's 1.2 million people. So that's a lot of people.
Yes, that's a lot of people.
You know, so we just need to take care how we interact with people. You may know someone who doesn't even know they are autistic, but we just need to take care. I mean, sibe nobuntu in, you know, in everything that we do. And take care of those families, as we've highlighted. Be quick to act, momzali usolingani, so that they can be helped at a much earlier stage.
Thank you so much for your time. That was Umis Zinengi Jaya. We've mentioned many important.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.